King Stefan II of Arvernon stood at the entrance to the royal tent, staring moodily out across a sea of smaller tents. A new frown creased his brow as the view was obscured by the latest downpour. The rain, apparently untroubled by royal displeasure, had been sheeting down fitfully since mid-morning. He closed the flap and stepped inside, banishing the showers. If only his frustrations could be dealt with so easily. "What can we do, Botran?" he asked irritably. "We're in the field with an army, finally, and going nowhere." Botran didn't respond, and Stefan didn't expect him to. Their central problem had not changed in the last 3 weeks. They could not find a way south through Dead Man's Pass into Arvernon. The pass was proving to be aptly named. A group of Rogandan soldiers had occupied the pass immediately after Stefan's wedding and completely blocked a narrow section of it with large rocks. Access between Castel and Arvernon was no longer possible. The nature of the terrain and the determination of the defenders meant that every effort to dislodge them had failed. Stefan's army, with the help of Castellan forces under King Estelle and his commander Lord Isgold, had tried everything. A frontal assault had been disastrous. Stefan lost so many men that 3 weeks later he was still berating himself for ever agreeing to it. Stefan's and Estelle's best archers had rained arrows on the position. They stopped when they discovered that the Rogandans were simply retrieving the fallen arrows and shooting them back. Agile mountain men volunteered to scale the walls of the pass, but the rain had made the rocks slippery, and every one of the climbers eventually plunged to their deaths. Without this pass, they would have to head northwest all the way to the sea and take ship to Erestor. Then they would be forced to march east across much of Arvernon before they could reach the same point. Even if the ships were available, they simply didn't have time. If only there was a way to break through. The Rogandans had chosen to defend a section of the pass where the walls narrowed to a thin neck. It was located almost all the way to the Arvinian side. From the summit of the pass, the rolling hills of Arvernon could be glimpsed in the distance over the heads of the defenders. Having the goal so close only increased Stefan's frustration. No doubt Rogandans were roaming freely throughout Arvernon. The longer Stefan's army delayed breaking through, the sooner winter would creep upon them. Then it would be too late to do anything. The Arvinian capital, Arnost, might even fall if he was unable to break the Rogandan siege. Stefan wondered what had become of Will Prentice. No doubt the defenders at Arnost were benefiting from his leadership, but once again Stefan wished he had brought Will to Castel with him instead of old Olaf. The deputy captain of the King's Guard might have been young, but he was energetic and effective. He would have forced his way through the pass somehow.